Hey, y'all. Welcome to Mama Runs an Ultra. I'm a runner on the downhill side of my 50s, training for my very first ultra marathon. And this podcast is me saying all the quiet parts out loud of what the hell am I thinking? So a year ago, I'm not even sure I'd ever heard of Cocodona 250, but it certainly was glued to my leaderboard updates over the last several days. But meanwhile, I was on vacation, camping up in the middle of nowhere, and still needed to get in a bunch of my runs, including my two back-to-back long runs. And turned out that I did not plan well for this. So I had searched ahead of time for some routes that had the elevation I needed, and I did end up getting the distance I needed, but I did not even come close to the elevation I needed. About half as much as intended on my first long run, and again, about half as much as I needed on that second long run as well. Maybe three quarters on that second one. Nonetheless, though, the mileage was there, but man, camping, which is something we do a lot, I was worn out. I mean, that second long run was, again, not even close to the amount of elevation I've been previously doing. I was beat. I was so beat. I walked so much of it. And I just was like putting in the little run notes to my coach, like, I'm exhausted. I'm completely physically exhausted. Everything's been awesome. I'm super happy. Everything's great. My body is tired. It was like a cutback week in my overall mileage and everything. And I was just like, oh, well, if this one week derails my entire race, that's just the way it's going to have to go. Because up until now, I have done exactly every single thing I was supposed to do exactly as told. So I recognize that this one weekend of less elevation than intended is not going to ruin my race. However, you can kind of end up in that headspace sometimes when you're new to something athletic like this. But this week is a big week mileage-wise. Not mileage-wise. It's a big week in the back-to-back runs. I think this is actually my peak week. I have to double check, but I think that's right. So I'm just like rolling with it. I should have already run by now for today, and it hasn't happened, but it's going to happen. It just hasn't happened because our air conditioner went out. So hey, life. Grateful to have air conditioning. Grateful to be able to get it repaired. But anyway, I ended up glued to the live stream leaderboard, not the actual streaming, because like I said, I was camping and didn't have the kind of Wi-Fi that would make that happen because there was no Wi-Fi. I don't have enough data on my plan. So anyway, I kept updating it. And holy cow, what an inspirational, unbelievable run by everybody who attempted the event. Never mind people who finished, but that front pack, Rachel Entrekin, holy cow. And I had coincidentally just listened to a podcast from maybe a couple weeks before on my long run, right before she came in with the new course record, just absolutely smashing it, winning the entire race. Unbelievable. But as y'all know, I am intrigued by fellow old people who are doing great big adventures. And I'm including myself in this, in that A, I am old people, but also attempting a 50 plus K is a big adventure, especially when you've never done it before. So the fact that there are people my age and older who are not only attempting Cocodona 250, but finishing it is mind boggling to me. So I actually went through and like pulled up a few names as best as I can figure, because it didn't look like the leaderboard gave people's actual ages. So I was cross-referencing it with Ultra Sign Up in guesstimating on ages based on the last race they ran. So I may be a little off on some of this, and I'm definitely not an expert, but I want to give big shout outs to these people who are, and I arbitrarily chose 55 because, as I say, I'm on the downhill side of my 50s, and that's kind of like where the peak goes when you're in your 50s. So to the best of my knowledge, these people who are identified through Ultra Sign Up as women runners over the age of 55. Again, I don't know any of these people, and I hope that I am identifying them as they choose to be identified, and guaranteed I'm going to mess up all your names. But still, whoever you are, this is amazing. And I want to give you a shout out somewhere, because the likelihood is you're not getting the attention you deserve, and you are magnificent. So these are not in order of Cocodona 250 finishes. And again, I may have some mistakes here. Feel free to correct me in the comments. I'm just doing my best because I don't think there's anybody else out there covering these runners. But Pam Reed, who's in their 60s, crossed that finisher line at Cocodona 250. The last race I see prior to this is something called the Drift 100, a 100-mile run back in March. Pam Reed has run 265 races that are listed on Ultra Sign Up, so clearly a mega athlete. Peggy Schaus most recently did Canyonlands half marathon and 5-miler half marathon race. Unclear exactly which distance. Looks like probably the half, maybe. Has 24 races listed on Ultra Sign Up. Crossed that finish line at Cocodona 250. Tracy Denbleicher most recently did Bootlegger 100-mile trail race. Looks like they crossed the finish line at Cocodona 250 as well. Has 119 races on their Ultra Sign Up page. Mary Dean Davis, most recently the Yeti 7-11-hour endurance run, did the 7-hour version of that. 146 races listed on their Ultra Sign Up and crossed that finish line at Cocodona 250. 146 races on their Ultra Sign Up. Fengling Lu, 16 races on their Ultra Sign Up page. Most recently did Shore to Shore 100K, crossed that finish line at Cocodona 250. Arabelle Higgins did Blue Heron 100 Miler back in April, crossed that finish line at Cocodona 250. 92 races on their Ultra Sign Up page. Again, I may have some mistakes on that list, but trying to cross-reference the leaderboard finish line off of Cocodona 250 with Ultra Sign Up information, that's the best I could come up with of people in the women's category, according to Ultra Sign Up, who are 55 and older. If I left anybody out, I would totally love to hear about it. And if you know one of those folks, let them know. I want to shout them out. Down the road, I'm probably going to do some interviews with people who do big things like this after the age of 55, because this is what's most interesting to me, and there is nobody else covering what we are all doing in the world of endurance running. So I think it's pretty darn cool, and congrats to all of them. Well, if I procrastinate any longer, I'm going to be running in the dark, which I can do, but I don't love doing. So I better get myself out the door. It's this big week. Hopefully, I'll be back next week to tell you how it all went. Thanks so much for leaving those comments, especially of errors or omissions that I may have had about finishers of Cocodona 250 this year. You leave those in the comments or review section of your favorite podcast app. While you're there, click that 5-star rating. Makes a big difference in helping other folks find out what's going on with other people like me on the downhill side of their 50s doing endurance running like this. Because mama runs an ultra.